Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 7, 25 to 31. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 7, verse 25 to 31. Some of the people of Jerusalem said, "Isn't this the man the authorities are trying to kill? Look, he is talking in public and they say nothing against him. Can it be that they really know that he is the Messiah? But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from, and we all know where this man comes from." As Jesus taught in the temple, he said in a loud voice, "Do you really know me and know where I am from? I have not come on my own authority. He who sent me, however, is truthful. You do not know him, but I know him because I come from him and he sent me." Then they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. But many in the crowd believed in him and said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more miracles than this man has?" My theme for reflection is seeing but not believing. Seeing but not believing. There is an old story about a man who went to the optician complaining that his vision was getting worse. The doctor examined him and said, "Your eyes are perfectly fine. The problem is that you are closing them." Sometimes the greatest obstacle to seeing the truth is not a lack of evidence, but a refusal to see. In John 7, 25 to 31, we see a striking example of how familiarity and unbelief can breed contempt. The crowd witnesses Jesus teaching openly, even though the authorities supposedly want him dead. They marvel at his wisdom and the power of his miracles, yet hesitation grips them. Could this really be the Messiah? They wonder. But then doubt takes root, not because of any flaw in his message, but because they think they already know him. They believe the Messiah must come in a way that fits their expectations, and Jesus does not fit the mold, so they reject him. Isn't this the same struggle we see today? God often sends his servants, men and women carrying his message of salvation, to revive the church and awaken hearts from spiritual complacency. But too often we resist. Sometimes our hearts are hardened by prejudice, familiarity, or stubborn resistance to authority. We fail to recognize the divine at work simply because it appears in a form we did not anticipate, and in doing so we risk missing the blessing. The people in John 7 had every reason to believe. They encountered Christ through his teachings, his miracles, and even the grace that surrounded them. Yet unbelief persisted, not because they lacked evidence, but because their hearts were unwilling. This is the nature of unbelief. It is not just a matter of intellect, but a condition of the heart. It is not always about needing more proof, but sometimes it is about refusing to accept what is right in front of us. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones reminds us that unbelief is not just an intellectual decision, but a spiritual blindness. The religious leaders in Jesus' time were scholars of the law, yet they did not truly know God. Their knowledge was external, but their hearts were closed. Unbelief made them ignorant of their own spiritual condition, unaware that they were rejecting the very God they claimed to worship. The same danger exists today. Knowing about God is not the same as knowing God. The irony of this passage is that Jesus stands before them, revealing his identity, and yet they refuse to see. He proclaims that he has come from God, not on his own authority, but as one sent by the Father. And still, some try to seize him, but they cannot, because his hour has not yet come. Even in their resistance, God's timing remains sovereign. But amidst the unbelief, there is also hope. Many in the crowd do believe. They see his works, they hear his words, and they recognize that no one could do what he does unless he was truly sent by God. Their belief does not come from fully understanding everything, but from being open to the truth. And that is the challenge for us today. Will we insist on our own limited understanding, or will we allow God to reveal himself in ways beyond our expectations? My dear friends, in a world marked by skepticism, where faith is often dismissed as superstition or wishful thinking, we are called to stand firm in the reality of Christ. The choice remains: to see and believe or to see and reject. Faith is not about having every question answered. It is about recognizing that the one who stands before us is the only one who can truly satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you struggle to fully trust in Jesus despite the evidence of his presence? Number two, how can you move from simply knowing about God to truly knowing him? Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see you as you truly are. Remove the doubts and fears that keep us from trusting fully in your Son. May we not be like those who refused to believe because they clung to their own understanding, but may we have hearts that are open to your truth. Strengthen our faith that we may walk in the light of your presence and share that light with others. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.